أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 200 of Surah Ali Imran. This is the last ayah of Surah Ali Imran, which is the 18th Ya أيها الذين آمنوا of the Quran. So there are 11 in Surah Al-Baqarah, and then there are 7 in Surah Ali Imran. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you believers, you brought iman. Several requisites of the iman are this, 4 commands in this verse. Isbiru, have sabr, persevere. Wasabiru, and be steadfast, remain steadfast against the enemy. Warabitu, number 3, guard the frontiers. Number 4, wattaqullah, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La'allakum tuflihun, so that you may be successful. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this last verse of Surah Al-Imran, Allah ta'ala spoke about several different aspects as we were discussing. We would have known that Allah Ta'ala was speaking about the battle of Uhud in between other discussions. And hence Allah Ta'ala gives us as an ummah a very, very powerful prescription to for the benefit of the ummah, for the survival of this ummah, and for the upliftment of the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and so that this kalima la ilaha illallah will remain dominant. One is Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sbiru, O you who have brought iman, persevere, make sabr. Now we discussed many aspects with regards to the concept of sabr in Islam. We just go through one aspect of it, that sabr is not complacency, sabr is not that we shouldn't be doing anything, but sabr is a very positive quality that a believer ought to have. And the 3 types of sabr, one is as-sabr ala ta'a, that is to persevere in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is as-sabr anil ma'asiyah, that is to restrain, to keep away from the disobedience of Allah ta'ala. And the third is as-sabr indal bala, that when a difficulty afflicts us, then we remain steadfast and we remain patient, making dua to Allah Ta'ala and turning our hearts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that in a nutshell is the one aspect. Thereafter the second command Allah Ta'ala says, wasabiru. As we will be able to note that this word sabiru also comes from the word sabar, but there is an added meaning to this word sabiru. It's not that we remain just in perseverance, but when we are against the enemy, it means to remain steadfast against the enemy, or in another way, we should outdo the enemies of Islam insofar as steadfastness is concerned. Insofar as steadfastness is concerned, they are also going to remain steadfast on what they are going to do, how they are going to attack Islam. We as Muslims, we need to outdo them insofar as steadfastness is concerned. And this is probably the difficulty we are having as an ummah. And that is because of opulence, that is because of our lifestyle. We have forgotten to bring about this form of steadfastness insofar as our deen is concerned. And then the third command, Allah Ta'ala says, وَرَابِطُوا. Rabat in Arabic means to tie, but here rabitu more refers to guarding the frontier, guarding the boundaries of an Islamic hukumat. Now, with regards to ribat, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us many, many virtues in the hadith. We'll just discuss one virtue that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that he said that ribat for one day and one night, just a 24-hour looking after the homes of the Muslims, looking after the boundary of an Islamic country, is better than 1 month's fasting and standing in tahajjud. Why? Because if we are going to look after, then others will be able to perform the salat. They'll be able to read their tahajjud in ease and peace. They will be able to fast. So this becomes better than their fasting and their tahajjud. And should one die, not becoming a shaheed. One is involved in the work of looking after the boundaries, and one passes away, then while guarding the frontier in that period of time, the daily reward for staying in the path of Allah will continue reaching the person until the day of Qiyamah. So that is one form of ribat. The second form of ribat we find in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba one day, should I tell you about a deed through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you and Allah ta'ala will raise your ranks. You raise your ranks, in other words, ruhani, spiritually. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Bala, Ya Rasulullah, why not? Inform us, tell us about it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, making a proper wudu and then taking your steps towards the masjid, going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after you've performed one salah, you wait for the next salah. After you've performed one salah, you wait for the next salah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ. That is also a form of ribat. One is to look after the frontier, one is to look after ourselves against shaitan, and that is the best way to do it, that a person performs a salat, and then he remains in the house of Allah in the masjid, and then he performs the next salah. It is as though he is tying one salah to the other. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah ta'ala means abstain from the disobedience of Allah, keep away from sin, so that you may be successful in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.